Jay, we got the meme on the internet of the History Channel featuring the NFC South yeah. matchup between Breeze and Brady. It is yeah. remarkable
the
what
George
they've done.
George Blandable, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that they'll be the major themes or not. They are the quarterbacks, but it's never been easy for teams to win that third matchup when they've swept the season series for whatever reason. How do you read this?
Yeah, on this one, I'm kind of trying not to overthink it. Like, I have seen 40-year-old Drew Brees in January, and it hasn't generally been pretty. I have seen 40-year-old Tom Brady lift the Lombardi Trophy. I just think one guy is sort of more equipped for this than the other. I've never seen Tom Brady take a month and say, I'll get back to you in 30 days about whether I want to keep playing football. That's what Drew Brees did last year. Tom Brady's ended up the year top 10 in a lot of categories. Drew Brees, if you count in how much Taysom Hill plays, pretty much played half a season, but still kind of looks brittle. And a guy looks like a guy, you know, he's looking a whole lot closer to Ben Roethlisberger and Phillip Rivers than he is Tom Brady right now. So I kind of just go back to that. And then that coupled with the third time and clearly what Brady has kind of downloaded and figured out from the first two. And then just which team just seems to be ascending right now. Now, the Saints still have a lot of guys coming off of IR, coming off of COVID situations. That can take a few weeks till you really start feeling right. I do kind of lean to Tampa here.